Now, also joining the panel today is Ireland's most high-profile beekeeper, Philip McCabe. And alongside Philip is a young man who may well be taking his place over the coming years as our resident expert on all things bee-related. His name is Jordan O'Neill from Dundalk in County Louth. You're very welcome, Jordan. We're delighted. And Jordan, by the way, is only 16 years of age. So it's great to have you here with us on the programme. Philip, you're very welcome as well.
Thank you, Marty.
Now, Jordan, Philip tells me you're one of Ireland's leading young beekeepers and you're hoping to go to the international meeting of young beekeepers in Poland, no less.
Yep.
Tell me all about that.
Well, tomorrow, on Saturday morning, there's an interview and an exam in the Red Cow Hotel.
And here in Dublin, yeah?
Yep, and all people that's interested in beekeeping that want to go over the age of 12 and under 16 will attend and do the exam, and then 3 will be selected from there to go on to Poland.
So are you nervous? Are you well prepared?
Well prepared, but I'm very nervous at the same time.
Ah, no, you'll be fine, you'll be great.
And is this a written exam?
There's a written exam and an oral interview.
And do you get to poke at any bees?
Not tomorrow.
But surely that's the whole point of the thing. Are you any good with the bees? If anyone could write an exam, if you can remember the stuff. Yeah. So have you got bees of your own?
Yeah, I have 3 hives on the outside of Dundalk.
And Jordan, would beekeeping be popular amongst teenagers?
It's grown in popularity. In the minute in County Louth Beekeepers Association, there's 7 beekeepers, young beekeepers under the age of 16.
Really?
I'd say there's a similar trend in other counties.
And how did you get your love of beekeeping? How did it start?
My granddad is a beekeeper and I was just one day in his house and went down and visited the bees with him. And then just from there, the interest grew.
And I presume you put on all the gear and...
Yeah, the suit and your gloves.
And were Do you specialise in any kind of honey or any particular type? Or flower honey or heather honey or whatever?
Not whatever, like particular honey, but like whatever's available for the bees to forage.
And in your area, what sort of thing?
There would be, like, at the minute, dandelion is the main thing.
I'm a dad. Yes.
Yeah, they're all out at the moment. But you've been representing Ireland before. When did you win Prague?
I was in Prague in 2012.
What were you doing there?
Well, the first day we arrived, we got to manually handle the bees, live like a living colony, identifying like the queen and the eggs and pollen and see like the honey, what sort of honey they have.
And were they different to the Irish bees then?
Yeah, completely different.
And how were they different?
Because, like, they're for starters, like, they're different in colour. And then you don't need a suit over in the country, like, because of the temperatures. You go down, like...
So what, when it's warm, the bees aren't cranky?
No.
And they're much crankier here?
Yeah.
Because of the cold weather?
Yep.
That's amazing.
You probably won prizes. I'm chancing my arm now, but I bet you've won prizes, haven't you?
I've come first in the novice class with my honey in Navan County show, and I got 2nd prize in the County Loud Beekeepers.
Well done, Jordan. Yeah. By the way, Jordan,
this is
your examination today with all these questions required of you. You don't have to go to Red Cow at all tomorrow. Philip,
well, tomorrow morning,
tell me about this.
What we're doing is we'll be looking for 3 young beekeepers to represent Ireland, and this year in Poland there'll be 24 countries involved. So 3 people will come from each country. And tomorrow morning we have to select our 3, and what we're doing in the Red Cow is have a 45 questions, sort of tick box answers, yes and no answers is what it is. And the no answers, the answers in this question there about handing the bees, these are all beekeepers and their parents are members of beekeeping associations, or they actually can't take part for starters. And then they fit the criteria of the age bracket. But they're all beekeepers because they all have to be certified by their secretary of their association to me that they actually are beekeepers. I can't be sending somebody out there who wouldn't be able to open a colony of bees.
So it's a given already.
It's a given already. It'd have to be that. You couldn't come if you didn't know about the bees.
And when you get to Poland, what are the disciplines?
Oh, the first
criteria.
Thing is, it's a terrific thing altogether. These young people, the great thing is it's a community thing, but you have 24 countries, 3 people, never met other before, and sometimes they have to work together and then work independently of each other. So it's a great way of community.
What work are they doing?
They open a hive of bees, they get the smoke. They light the smoke, or they open the hive, they have to identify the queen, see if there's any pollen, any nectar there, any food, any honey, any eggs, any larvae. They check the bees to see if there's any disease. They have microscopes to check for diseases, and they generally talk their way through what they're doing and they have an examiner beside them all the time. It's a great adventure for young people because they go there for 3 full days, and and they're, all their travel, all their expenses paid. There's no, they have no out-of-pocket expenses at all. The Federation pays their travel from here, our Federation of Irish Beekeepers, and then the host country accommodates them.
Well, when is this happening in Poland?
In the 5th of June in Poland.
Oh, yes, it'll be 3 days.
And will the business of this examination in Poland, will it be the... held in English? Or
oh, it's in English. There'll be 24 countries, the languages will be varied.
Right.
But English and Polish will be the main languages, but the other students will get at their questions in their own language, which is a terrific thing. Now, I should say, Jordan went into... our first adventure into this was in Prague, and Jordan was one of our... He was only 12 at the time, and he was really... At the time, we thought... They came 11th out of 21 countries, which was terrific. Last year, we had three people from the same number, and we did very well as well. This year, we're hoping to go up the market a wee bit more with our three beekeepers. So that's why the exams on tomorrow.
So listen, how are your bees doing at the moment? It's the month of April now, the weather is warm. Are they out of their hibernation? What are they at?
Yeah, they're taking in now pollen into the hive and nectar on the dandelion, as I said, and just working away.
And are they laying eggs? Are they beginning to increase?
Yeah, she should start to increase laying her eggs now.
Philip, I can't resist asking you this question. And there's a picture going around in some of the papers.
I have it here in front of me.
What might well be you? Have you got it? Yes.
That was just in today's paper.
Oh, really? I didn't see this.
A fellow covered you. It says here there's 400,000 bees on a Marty. Now, I have had that experience, and there's no way there's 400,000 bees there, like speaking from experience.
Yes. I remember you telling me this before.
I was in my underpants Marty with elasticated legs, I hasten to add, when I did that stunt. But it's a very good idea. It shows there's no fear for bees at all.
So this is not you, this is somebody else.
Fell in China,
covered in bees, a fellow in China. Mm-hmm. And what's he trying to do? Why is he covered in bees?
He seemed to be doing it just for the heck of it.
For the crack. When you were doing it, you were trying to
raise money for charity.
And have a world record of bees.
Yeah, but I was trying to raise money for charity for Boher. That's what I was trying to do as well.
Would you do that, Jordan?
Probably in the future, I'd consider
doing
it.
Thank God. Oh, gosh. You're a brave man.
Tomorrow morning, 11 o'clock in the Red Cow Inn Hotel for all beekeepers aged 12 to 16, please.
Can you just turn up now?
Turn up.
At the Red Cow, I think, Jordan, I have this sneaky feeling...
We put our money on Jordan.
We'll put a few bob on Jordan if we go to Poland. Jordan O'Neill from County Loud, from Dundalk County. Loud has taken over the studio today. There's two of you with Anna here as well. Jordan, and thank you very much, and indeed Philip McCabe. And the best of luck, not alone tomorrow, but indeed, if you do, please, God, go to Poland.